Good morning. This is Akashwani. I am VC Pramod with World News. The headlines. US President Donald Trump announces additional 100% tariff on goods from China as Beijing restricts rare earth exports. French President Emmanuel Macron reappoints Sébastien Lecornu as Prime Minister days after his resignation. Thousands of Palestinians return to their homes while Israel withdraws troops from Gaza as ceasefire agreement comes into effect. And UNSC members voice concern about tensions between US and Venezuela over strikes on alleged drug vessels. US President Donald Trump has said that the United States will impose an additional 100% tariff on imports from China from next month in retaliation to new export controls Beijing is planning for valuable rare earth minerals. In a social media post, President Trump said the extra levies will come into effect from the 1st of November, adding that his administration will also impose its own export controls on critical software effective the same date. The 100% tariff would add to 30% duties the United States is currently imposing on goods from China, meaning Chinese imports would have a total tariff rate of 130%. President Trump later suggested he could roll back the tariffs if China scraps its export controls. In an earlier post, President Trump hit back at Beijing's move this week to tighten its rules for exports of rare earths, accusing China of becoming hostile and trying to hold the world captive. He also threatened to pull out of a meeting with China's President Xi Jinping on the sidelines of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, APEC, summit in South Korea later this month. He later said he had not cancelled it, but that he did not know that they are going to have it. French President Emmanuel Macron has reappointed Sébastien Lecornu as Prime Minister just days after his resignation, asking him to try again to form a government and produce a budget in a bid to end the country's political deadlock. Mr. Lecornu's reappointment followed days of intense negotiations and came less than a week after he resigned. France is struggling with mounting economic challenges and ballooning debt, and the political crisis is also raising alarm across the European Union. President Macron's office released a statement last night announcing the appointment. Mr. Lecornu, on a social media post, said he accepted the new job offer out of duty. He said he was given a mission to do everything to give France a budget by the end of the year and respond to the daily problems of their compatriots. UN Security Council members have expressed concern about escalating tensions between the United States and Venezuela, with Russia accusing Washington of using a shoot-first-cowboy principle in attacking alleged drug boats. Russia's ambassador to the United Nations, Vasily Nebenzia, speaking at a meeting of the 15-member UN Council, said Venezuela had every reason to believe the United States was ready to move from threats to action against it.
U.S. representatives have repeatedly openly indicated as one of their policy goals. And so Venezuela does have every reason to believe that their northern neighbor is ready to move from threats to action with bringing to bear of its naval fleet.
Countries, including U.S. allies France, Greece and Denmark, called for de-escalation and dialogue to resolve tensions and adherence to international law. The United States has struck several vessels allegedly carrying drugs off the coast of Venezuela in recent weeks. The U.S. representative to the UN meeting, John Kelly, said Washington will not waver in its action to protect our nation from narco-terrorists.
We appreciate the countries in the Western Hemisphere that have heeded our call to designate Tren de Aragua and Cartel de los Zetas as terrorist group, recognizing the threat they pose to the entire region. To iterate, the United States will not waver in our action to protect Americans from narco-terrorists.
The strikes, part of what the Trump administration has called a conflict with drug cartels, have alarmed Democratic lawmakers and raised questions as to their legality, as U.S. President expands the scope of presidential power. Venezuela's ambassador to the United Nations, Samuel Moncada, told the UN meeting that based on the U.S. military buildup in the region, it is rational to anticipate that in the very short term, an armed attack is to be perpetrated against Venezuela.
We are in front of imminent attack by the United States. All indications tell us that. It's very rational to think that all these preparations and all these escalations are geared towards an attack on Venezuela. And we came to the Security Council to stop the situation. We think that we still have time to tackle the situation and to bring sense into the United States government and use peaceful means to resolve any situation by diplomatic and political means.
This is Akashwani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Tens of thousands of Palestinians headed back to the heavily destroyed northern Gaza Strip as a U.S.-brokered ceasefire came into effect in a deal that raised hopes for ending the Israel-Hamas war. U.S. envoy Steve Witkoff said Israeli troops have finished withdrawing from parts of Gaza, starting a 72-hour countdown for Palestinian armed group Hamas to release all remaining Israeli hostages. Israeli officials say 48 hostages are still in Gaza, including 20 who are believed to be alive. Hamas will release all of the remaining hostages by Monday. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said Russia is developing new strategic weapons, while noting that an arms race is already in progress. Speaking to reporters at a summit in Tajikistan yesterday, Putin said it would not be critical for Moscow if the United States declined to extend the warhead limits set out in a nuclear arms treaty that expires next year. President Putin said it would, however, be a shame if nothing remained of the arms control framework between the two countries, which have by far the world's biggest nuclear arsenals. Russia has said it is willing to voluntarily extend the warhead limits defined in the New START treaty, which expires in February, if the U.S. is willing to do the same. Washington has not yet formally agreed to the proposal. The pact limits each country to no more than 1,550 deployed nuclear warheads and 700 deployed missiles and bombers. The New START treaty, which came into force in February 2011, is the last major arms control agreement between Moscow and Washington. The treaty limits the number of strategic nuclear warheads the two countries can deploy. In the United States, 19 people are missing after a blast at a military explosives facility in Tennessee yesterday. Humphreys County Sheriff Chris Davis said four or five people were taken to a nearby hospital after the enormous explosion that leveled a factory and that several are diseased. Search and rescue efforts are underway. The plant specializes in the development, manufacture, handling, and storage of explosives. The cause of the blast remains unclear. Aerial video from the scene showed charred debris, smoldering vehicles, and little remaining of the facility, which is owned by Accurate Energetic Systems. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee, in a social media post, said his office was monitoring the ongoing situation and referred to it as a tragic incident. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. U.S. President Donald Trump announces additional 100% tariff on goods from China as Beijing restricts rare earth exports. French President Emmanuel Macron reappoints Sébastien Lecornu as Prime Minister days after his resignation. Thousands of Palestinians return to their homes while Israel withdraws troops from Gaza as ceasefire agreement comes into effect. And UNSC members voice concern about tensions between US and Venezuela over strikes on alleged drug vessels. And that is the end of this news bulletin.